Welcome, guys, to Novi's Little Cast. What you'll be hearing is just a series of recordings that I have made for the fun of it. Some of these are old gameplays, old recordings, and you'll be able to tell by the quality. And some of these are more recent, just kind of, this is a cool feature, I kind of want to show this type of thing. There isn't really much editing that goes into stuff like this for me. For me, it's just kind of hit record. Like, I have an idea of what I want to do, so let's hit record and see what happens and see how viable this idea is. And if it's something that I feel is worth actually putting up, then here it is. Plain and simple. For me, that's actually a lot of fun to do. I kind of like doing things on a whim for stuff like this, for tech, for games, for whatever it is. So this is just kind of what it is. I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe in your favorite podcatcher and voice message. Let me know what you think. If you're an Anchor FM user, if you're not an Anchor FM user, I would highly recommend it. That's what I'm using to do this, and it's very, very simple to do. So give it a shot. Email is in the description, and you guys rock. Thanks a lot. All right, so I've been asked by a couple people to do something kind of interesting, and that is doing recording or even just connecting your iPhone to your computer and it acting as a speaker. Your computer connected as a speaker and you can do all kinds of interesting things. So the one thing that I need to go grab right now, actually, I should have done this before I started, is go grab the cable to my phone. But basically what you do is you open QuickTime, and the quickest way to do things is to do a VO tab, which will say ignore next key press, and then you want to do Control Command Option N. It'll bring up a new audio recording, and I'm actually going to go grab my iPhone cable so that I can do this. So let me go grab the cable. It's right over here. That was easy. So you've got your cable, you connect your phone, like so, and you connect it to your computer. To a USB cable, obviously. And there's a lot of sound that just happened, and basically that just means that the cable was connected. My cable's acting up. There it goes. Okay, so now we go, there's a show capture device. We click on that. We go down to iPhone, and as soon as we hit it, it will, hopefully, you have to go to the volume slider. For some reason it sets it to 0, so you have to turn it back up to about 70% should be good. And now we have audio from my phone. And now we can do things like this. Hey Siri, open Fear. So for Fear, you actually have to have your you have to have your phone unmuted. So we're gonna choose the forest.
Loading. Main menu. Mission level 31. Play.
And we're gonna hit play. And now we're playing some Fear. There is a little bit of lag. For example, swipe. Oh, I did that just in time. Swipe. Swipe. And notifications will come through. The only way to avoid that is to put the gate, is to put your phone on Do Not Disturb. Grab the power up, grab the power up. Duck into that crow. Let's That was my bad.
Me. No.
So I'm gonna hit no.
Don't have to select. You have 12,855 points this time. You have collected 60 likes this time. Share results. One. Don't. Next.
Next.
Mission level 31. Quest 1, 5 times in a single run. 20 left. Play again.
So let's see what quests I have.
Don't have to select. You have 975 lights. Your high score. You have 900. Back name it. Play again. Quest 3. Quest 6. Quest 2. Quest 6. Quest 1. Yes, 4 multiplier. 32 by. Quest 1. Slide 20 times in a single run.
20 left. Times.
Quest 2. Collect 5 weapons in total. 2 left.
Collect 5 weapons in total. I still need 2 more weapons left.
Quest 3. Survive 5 hands in a single run. Complete it.
Survive 5 hands in a single run. Okay.
Play again.
So we can get the sliding one. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, boost! So now we just wait for it to be over. 18, 19, 20! Whoa, that was perfect timing! I did a couple more times just to be safe. There we go. This guy. Jump! So there is a little bit of a lag, but it's not horrible. And you can do all kinds of fun stuff. Like this. Whoa, and not die. How about we don't die? And the upside is it charges your phone. So I mean, it's a really cool way to charge your phone and continue using it. And it's a way to get around, if you have an iPhone 8, get around the no headphone jack thing. I'm getting pretty fast here. Let's see how long I can last like this. This is insane. Oh, shit! Light double air.
Why
is it audio ducking?
Don't mission level 31. Play again. Back main menu. Main menu.
Let me say something.
Portrait. Audio ducking. Audio ducking. Off.
Oh.
Audio ducking. On.
That's
audio
why
ducking.
It's audio ducking. Okay. I don't like audio
Fear.
Ducking
active.
Myself.
Actions available. Landscape. Yes,
there
multiplier,
we go.
Mission level 31. Mission level 31.
So let's see, did we complete?
Quest 1, 5 times in a single run. Quest 1 completed. Quest 1, 5 times in a single run. Completed.
We completed that quest.
Quest 3, 5, 6, quest 2, 5 weapons in total.
Collect 5 weapons in total.
Quest 2, 7, 5 lights.
I'm actually going to skip it because I'm lazy.
Quest 2 completed. Mission level 31 completed. Level up. Quest 4, 7, 5, 32. Mission level 32. Mission level 32.
Awesome, so what's the next quest?
Yes, formal. Quest 1, survive 4 zombies in a single run. 4 left.
40 zombies. Oh, I think I can do that.
Quest 2, 100 times in total. 100 left.
100 times in total.
Quest 3, transfer more than 47,280 points. 1 left.
Ooh, beat your high score. Oh, this would be interesting. I'm debating whether or not to continue this, actually.
Play. Don't select.
Actually, is there a way to pause? Whoa.
In pause. Mission level 32.
There is a way to pause. Awesome. So I'm going to actually ask Siri. Turn on Do Not Disturb. There we go.
Mission level 32.
So we can continue.
Yes, formal fire. Mission level 32. Mission level 32. Mission level 32. Yes. Play. Quit. Formal fire 32. You have 42. You have quit. Restart. Play.
Whoa. That was cool. I'm not going to count every zombie. I'm just going to go on a whim and say that I've survived 40 zombies, and if I didn't, then I guess... Oh well. We'll just continue doing this. Boing. So you have to have jump 100 times total? Actually, let me look at the... How did I pause? It was aware that I did.
In pause. Mission level 32.
Two fingers at the top of the screen.
Yes,
so...
Quest 2 jump 100 times total. 99. Quest 1 survive 4 zombies in a single run. 35
okay,
left.
So... Oh, we have 30... Oh, cool! It tracks... Oh, that's cool. You can pause it and track your current quests.
Quest 2. Quest 3 tracks for more than 47,280 points. One left. Play.
That's awesome. All right, cool. You can track your Oh, that's kind of cool. You can track how many zombies you have left. You can jump. Track your jumps. That's really cool. I didn't know you could do that. You can actually track some of these quests. And we'll get the light double. Ding ding. Ding ding. Isn't it weird that you can change direction mid-jump? Boost! First check. Whoa, I was not paying attention. Never mind. Oh, so close. I'm so close to beating my high score. So let's see how we do.
Quest 100 times in total. Progress. Only 75 left. Quest feature for more than 47,280 points. One left. Play again. Play. Six quest for 1,800. Play again.
So we're gonna do the jumping one at least. Gotta do that 75 times. Dang. So you gotta survive 40 zombies in a single run, and we can track that in the pause menu. That was kind of cool. I didn't know that. Isn't it weird you can change direction mid-jump? Whoa! And I got caught by the, No, we're not
going to save. Share results. Don't select.
So I can do that, or I can do this. Hey Siri, open Echoes from Levaya. And just open up another game. Echoes from Levaya, Soulbound.
Echoes from Levaya Soulbound is an audio game. Rotate your phone to the left in landscape and be sure to connect your headphones before diving into the adventure. Swipe up and down to navigate the menu. Swipe right or tap the screen to confirm and swipe left to go back. This is the left channel. This is the right channel. Echo loading.
So it'll load the current game. I'm actually gonna
resume. Quit to resume.
Quit to main menu.
Echoes from new game. Slot 1. Slot 2. You will overwrite the previous game. Are you sure?
We'll go with yes.
I watch you. Wait.
It's dark.
Well, what a surprise. You're blind.
It's different from usual. Who are you?
Don't worry. I'm a friend.
I can't even touch you. I'm bodiless.
You're a ghost?
So the only way you can control the volume is with
the village.
Quick time.
My memories are all muddled. Am I dead?
You wish. You're a prisoner, in a cell to be precise, on a ship, in the middle of the sea, at the mercy of terrible men.
Now I remember. Hands tied too.
Hey, calm down. You're going to find us if you don't stop.
Us? There's an us?
Well, I can't theoretically be found. You're the only one who can hear me. But we're a team. I'm here to help you after all, aren't I?
And why should I trust you?
What choice do you have? Listen, think of me as your guide, your right-hand man, your familiar. sounds so good.
Familiar. Maybe you could tell me what's happening. I feel odd.
Kiroth the Familiar. That would be me. Kiroth the Familiar. Oh, well, your prayer has been answered. You've received a gift, as well as my wonderful company.
Lucky me. A gift, you say?
A sixth sense. An extra one just for you. Concentrate. Found something?
I think so. Here we go. A broken plank. Free!
We're not out of the woods yet. Between you and freedom, we've got bars, a band of marauders, and a full-blown stormy sea. And that's only for starters.
Have I ever told you what a great help you are?
Young Sarek. Man of little faith. Or perhaps too much faith?
You know my name?
We're linked, you and I. You'll come to understand. If I were you, I'd worry more about how you're going to get yourself out of this pickle.
Yeah, how?
Leave it to me, the magnificent Kurth. After you. Stay alert, listen to me, and stay quiet.
Alright.
Game saved.
Diving in to the world.
My head still hurts.
Welcome to Echoes from Leviathan Soulbound. This brief tutorial will show you the basics of the game. To move back and forth, swipe up or down. Now take two steps forward.
These are the bars of the cell. I seem to remember that the exit was on my right.
You can rotate on the spot 90 degrees by swiping left or right. Now turn to the right.
Now I should take a step to the right.
To take a sidestep to the left or right, swipe with two fingers left or right. Now take a sidestep to your right.
Ah, here's the exit of the cell. I should not leave here without my staff.
You can concentrate on perceiving what's important in the surroundings by tapping and holding two fingers on the screen. Keep in mind that you will perceive the important objects close to you, even without concentrating. Now go get your staff.
So what that means is, because the staff is close by, we can just sidestep to it, and it's right in front of us. But if we concentrate by holding two fingers, you won't hear it because you're basically right on top of it. And there's a bug. Yay for bugs. Oh, that's just great.
You'd be better off sticking to the path.
Great! Yay, bugs! Let's see if it... Okay, concentrating does not fix that bug. Spinning doesn't fix that bug. Wow, I actually just discovered this bug, so that was interesting.
Resume. Quit. Turn off screen. How to play. Keybind. Load game.
Oh. 1-2 p.m. And you're gonna crash completely.
Audio game. Audio game. Off.
Oh, that's terrific.
Thursday, June 13th. Anchor. 1 minute ago. Do not disturb. Call. Anchor. Message. No alert notifications.
Okay.
Resume.
It opened the okay, that was amazing.
Load key bindings. Load slot 1.
Slot 2.
Slot 2. Loading.
So we'll load slot 2 again.
My head still hurts.
Welcome to Echoes from Leviathan Soulbound.
Oh great. This now I got to do this all over again because
the basics of the game.
The bug occurred.
To move back and forth, swipe up or down. Now take two steps forward.
These are the bars of the cell. I seem to remember that the exit was on my right.
You can rotate on the spot 90 degrees by swiping left or right.
I kind of want to get past this tutorial, that's why I'm doing it.
Now I should take a step to the right.
To take a sidestep to the left or right, swipe with two fingers left or right. Now take a sidestep to your right.
Ah, here's the exit of the cell. I should not leave here without my staff.
You can concentrate on perceiving what's important in the surroundings by tapping and holding two fingers on the screen.
So we're not going to do that this time because that's what caused that
close to you,
audio glitch.
Even without concentrating. Now go get your staff.
So my staff is over here. It's right in front of me, pretty much. Oh, we turn around. Okay. Cool.
Here, my faithful staff.
To interact with any object in front of you, tap
so
on the screen.
So we double tap. We
now
tap
pick up your staff.
On the screen.
Now it's time to get out of here.
While concentrating, you can also perceive the presence of some
and
passages.
And the exits.
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind that, like important objects, you'll perceive the presence of passages close to you even without concentrating. Now exit the cell.
So if I remember correctly, the exit is almost directly. Yep, here we go. And we get out.
The first step is done. What will happen now?
Now it's time to start your adventure. Remember that you can tap on the screen with two fingers to know the direction you're currently facing. Make good use of what you have just learned and start your journey.
I'm facing east.
Okay, so there is bars all around us. Oh! Okay, cool. There's an exit right here. Open the door. Okay. Keep walking.
Game saved.
Everything seems so quiet.
Quick, hide.
We're off to a cracking start.
What now?
Now, wait for the right moment.
Loser. That was easy. So you can hit the little cells here, and you can hit the prisoners. One thing the tutorial hasn't covered yet is you can also use a finger.
Nothing useful here, just sweat and filth.
And Kiroth will tell you.
I won't change my shift. Go away.
There's a sleeping guard.
Do you want to wake him? Leave him alone.
Walk along his bed. Oh, there's a door over here. Cool.
Game save.
We need to go back. Only that fool is still here. Oh, look. Now he's started sweeping. What a nitwit. What's this flea-ridden beast?
It must be the hold cap. It's useful to keep one on board.
It may prove useful even to us.
Meow, Sarek.
Did you just kill it?
Animal possession. A trick. Meow. I'll distract him.
Oh no, he's still
alive. Be ready. Meow, you dimwit.
Huh? What the? Hey, that's my snack. Come here, you infernal beast.
Well, that was horrible editing, but alright, we will keep going.
You know, it's the wood keeping us afloat.
I'm facing north.
Oh, is the door behind us? There it is.
I'm facing north.
You know, it's the wood keeping us afloat.
And what's interesting is you can hit this and then turn.
A solid wooden wall, more or less.
And she will tell you.
I'm facing west.
Rusty iron, but still iron. Without my help, you would have remained right there.
So let's concentrate. There's an exit to our left.
My son! Has nobody seen him? He was out when they came, wild beasts.
It's horrible.
Oh, light of heaven. Oh.
Emily, stay calm. He'll be fine, you'll see.
We've got bigger fish to fry now. Maybe it had escaped your notice, but we're now all prisoners of those beasts. May the darkness take them.
There's no need for that. We need to stay strong as to
Whoa.
And even if her son were, he'd surely be better off than us.
Oh, light of heaven. What will happen to us?
Don't even think about it.
We could free them all.
You could kill them all. We're on a ship in the middle of the sea, brimming with people who kill for a living, if you've forgotten.
But...
One, it's already a miracle that we've gotten this far. Two, you don't even know how you're going to get out of this. Three, someone could arrive at any moment.
I can't abandon them.
Damn it! Do you want to tempt fate with a bunch of deadbeats in tow? I'll help you find them once we're on dry land, okay? You can't help them now. You'd not only be risking your life, but theirs too.
Let's go. Stay quiet.
So you can even go towards that prisoner that's off to our right. Where's he at? I want to go towards him and see what he says. Where is he?
Rusty iron, but still iron. Without my help, you would have remained right there. Rusty iron, but still iron. Without my help, you would have remained right there.
I guess he doesn't do anything.
The crate doesn't seem very interesting.
We'll square off with that crate.
We've nearly made it. Going up these stairs will get us up on the deck.
Okay, so we'll turn around and go up the stairs. On the stairs.
Land ahoy!
Lower the sail! The sail, damn it!
Here's our chance.
Okay, so. Going across here.
Game saved.
There's something right here.
Stay hidden. Where the hell is the nearest lifeboat? There. Quickly now, follow my voice.
Oi! Give me a hand here, you bastards!
Behind here, quick! Visibility is awful. They won't see you.
May the night take us all! The gods are angry!
Nearly there.
Wave to port!
Careful!
Ouch.
Come on, get up. We've arrived.
What are you doing here, huh?
Shit.
Shit combat, here we go.
Okay. I have to stay calm and remember my training.
During your journey in the lands of Levaya, you will encounter different enemies you will have to defeat. Now follow the instructions in the tutorial to learn how to fight.
I think it's right in front of me.
You can face up to three enemies at a time, which can occupy three different positions. Left, right, and center. The enemy you are facing is in front of you right now.
Damn it, here he comes. I have to defend myself from his blows or he will seriously hurt me.
Beware, the enemy is about to hit you. To parry an attack, tap and hold the screen. Sarek will take a defensive position after a few moments. Try to parry an attack.
What happens if I don't? Can I die?
Okay. It's time to bring some action.
Now it's time to strike. You can attack in one of the three possible directions, swiping left, up, or right with one finger. Now swipe up to make a frontal attack in the direction of the enemy.
He's about to move. I can hear him.
You hit him. but now the enemy is trying to disorient you by moving to a different position. Pay attention to his footsteps to find the direction in which he will move.
I'm gonna be a jerk and cheat. Oh, it won't let me.
To the left! There he is!
Did you pay attention to his footsteps?
Oh, I thought I could swing, but I guess not.
Try to deliver an attack in that direction by swiping left.
Damn it! He blocked my attack!
Beware that enemies are able to parry your attacks. If you insist on attacking an enemy continuously, you will become predictable, and you will give him the opportunity to land a counterattack. Try to attack him again and see what happens.
Yes, I was gonna hit him, and...
Ouch! That was close. I have to be less predictable when I attack.
As expected, the enemy anticipated your intentions and performed a counter move.
You have I love how slow this tutorial and is, and like the combat the system action, in general is just kind of slow.
Easy prey for your enemies.
Blah blah.
Okay, dude, now it's my turn. If okay, I'm able to counterattack at the very last moment, I will catch him by surprise.
To make your attacks less predictable,
this part is a little tricky. I don't understand this part.
You can also perform a counter move. To execute it, attack in the enemy's direction just a moment before it lands its blow. Timing is extremely important.
Yeah, this part's tricky.
Performing a counter move too soon will make your move avoidable. Conversely, you may not have enough time to complete the counter move if performed too late.
I did it! My training has paid off! And now let's get rid of this oaf.
Congratulations! You are now ready to face the threats of the lands of Leviah. Start by
with
defeating
a
this enemy
stick.
Once and for all.
Sure. Bitch! Oh, I missed. Bitch! Stop blocking my shit. Try to block him. Bam. Bam. Bitch. Like how long it takes to load the next cutscene. But
the rope. Untie that rope.
You make it sound all so easy.
Further to the right. No, no, now left. No, not that. Yes. No.
Sound the alarm. He's escaping. This way. This way.
Blast it all to hell.
The boat disappeared into the night, in between the waves of a stormy sea. The young man's heart was as restless as the sea that surrounded him, his mind full of doubts. Among them, the most sinister doubt being, what was that silent presence he had felt so close by? Did it have something to do with his power? What was its intention? All would soon be revealed. It was only the beginning.
There we go.
Game saved.
We're actually going to go back to the home screen. I'm going to close these apps. But this is a pretty cool feature. I like being able to do this, and I like having my phone just plug into my computer. I can pull out my Braille display and continue just playing audio. Which is really nice. I hope you guys enjoyed this little demonstration and these little mini playthroughs. It was fun. Thanks a lot, guys. Let me actually unplug my phone. There we go. And it automatically takes out the audio. Computer, switch to audio hijack. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.